As a continuation of what we did in the previous Dvar Torah, I'd like to look at someone else in the story and see how they develop from a maturation standpoint. And that, of course, is Yehuda. Yehuda starts off, our first real introduction to him is, Yehuda says, L'chuvenim karena l'yishma'elim. Let's go sell him. What's the purpose? What do we gain by following Reuven or even Shimon's plan of killing him? There's nothing to us that we gain from that. Let's do something more profitable. Let's do something that's more beneficial. And so that's what happens. And then immediately after that, he goes into slavery and Yehuda disappears from the story. We're told that where does he go? He goes and meets this Canaanite man and becomes a business associate. He gets married. He has kids. Some of his kids die. He has grandchildren. It's wonderful. He develops himself. But somehow, the Yehuda that we see in Mechirat Yosef and the Yehuda we see in the story of Tamar is not the Yehuda that we know and we love. Certainly not the Yehuda that everybody comes to trust. It's a Yehuda that's actually really not impressive. It's a Yehuda that says, we got to make a quick buck on our brother better than killing him. It's a Yehuda that is prepared to make his daughter-in-law, Tamar, live as a living aguna rather than remarrying Shelah, his youngest son. It's a Yehuda that can't look a little bit deeper and say perhaps the problem lies not in Tamar, but perhaps the problem lies in my own children. Maybe they're the reason why they die, not her. And then, of course, it's the Yehuda that is ready to cast Tamar into the fire to be burned. That's not the Yehuda that we love. It's not the Yehuda that we trust. So what really happens? I believe it's the very same answer that we gave yesterday. If Yosef is not ready to lead at the beginning, neither is Yehuda. And perhaps that's the problem with the brothers in general, is that there is a fight to see who's going to be the leader, and yet nobody at this point, as a bunch of teenagers and early 20-year-olds, none of them have the skill set to truly lead. And so they're all jockeying for position. Each and every one of them is trying to lay claim that I am the one that deserves the spot, yet none of them are. And so, in a certain sense, through trial by fire, each and every one of them develops their personality so much more. Yosef becomes more refined. Yosef becomes more careful. But look at Yehuda. Who does Yehuda become? Yehuda becomes a much more responsible leader. Yehuda realizes that the value of a human life is so great that you cannot so quickly be the judge and the jury and send someone into slavery. And similarly, you cannot send someone away so quickly and say, good luck, don't call us, we'll call you. And certainly, to sentence one to death based on some account that's not necessarily fully a complete picture, all of that is not the Yehuda that stands before his father and says, Anochi Ervenu, I will be the benefactor, I will be the guarantor of Binyamin. I promise you that I will bring him home safely. If there is anything that the story shows us, is that it's making it really clear that you are not who you are in youth when you grow up if and only if you learn from your life experiences. Sometimes we say that youth is wasted on the young. It's true. There is something to be said about that. But I think that there is also a lot to be said about the fact that youth is the training ground for adulthood. And a youth that makes mistakes and learns from their mistakes and grows from their mistakes and becomes a reflective person is able to reach a point where they're able to do so much more than they are in their youth. That, I believe, is really what happens with Yehuda and with Yosef. We watch the evolution of two leaders, two very, very distinct leadership models, but each one of them in their own right comes so far from the beginning of the story. And when they meet up in Parshat Vayigash, you have two very developed characters, two very responsible adults. And when they come head to head with each other, you really are in a place of excellence. Have a great day.